It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Thursday to you. We're getting closer to the weekend. I'll be hanging out with you for two more hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ray Jarvis. And thank you to you, wherever you might be, down south, Midwest, West Coast, Canada. What's up, Canada? Whether you're in Vancouver or in Montreal, everything in between. Thank you for being here. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've talked about a lot. Hey, thank you so much to our guest last hour, Shakia Taylor, NBA staff writer for The Athletic. She came through to talk about the Indiana Pacers and what else we can expect the rest of the way here in the playoffs. She feels real high on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They'll be in action in about 30-ish minutes. I'm trying to close out the Denver Nuggets. We'll talk about that game. We got into the Indianapolis Colts in a little bit of trouble. They decided to say sorry for offending Tyreek Hill in their schedule release video. They offended Microsoft. They weren't supposed to use Microsoft's rights, didn't have permission. Anyway, the Colts are screwing up on and off the field. New York Knicks screwed up last night. We found out earlier today Caleb Williams didn't want to initially join the Bears. He wanted to go to the Minnesota Vikings, and now everything is cool. And then we showed love to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who did what the Thunder hoped to do tonight, the Wolves knocking off the Warriors to advance to their second consecutive Western Conference Finals. So we have more to do. How about this? In about 20 minutes from now, we'll have a conversation with Jim Plotkin. Yeah, we got the PGA Championship going on right now outside of Charlotte. So we'll have a chat with Jim Plotkin later on in the show. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's so much to get into. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief everywhere. Oklahoma City Thunder trying to get the job done tonight. Trying to finish off Jokic. Jokic is going to go out like Yosemite Sam. He's going to go out shooting. And apparently Jamal Murray, who was going to be a game-time decision due to an illness, he's going to go out there and play. He did not do his typical pregame warm-up, but apparently Jamal Murray is going to go. And you might as well. Like, why are you going to leave Jokic out there by himself? Jokic had 44 points in the last game. Murray went out there, I believe he had 27 points. And then you got Michael Porter Jr., whose shoulder, last time I checked, you needed both shoulders to kind of raise your arms to shoot a basketball. He can't do that right now. Michael Porter Jr. is like, how many points you need? I got two points, 3 points. Don't ask me for any more than that. You might as well just go out there and try to help Nikola Jokic. And so we'll get into that game in a little bit. Before we do that, I don't know what the hell to call what I'm about to do with the Golden State Warriors. I don't want to call it an obituary. That's a little strong. Like, nobody died. And Steph Curry only, you know, pulled his hamstring grade one. Easy to doubt that he was coming back at all. And last night we saw the Minnesota Timberwolves. They handled business without Steph Curry. And the guy's 37 years old. Who knows how much longer we'll see him. By the time we get to this time next year, he'll be 38 years old. I mean, coming into the league, he had issues with his ankles. Am I supposed to think that Steph Curry is going to get better as he ages? He is what he is at this point. If he's healthy enough to go out there, he's going to have his ups. He's going to have his downs. He'll have some good games. He'll have some bad ones. But the guy is still the best shooter of all time. It just really sucks that Steph Curry is saddled up with one of the biggest pains in the ass of all time in Draymond Green. And then one of the biggest crybabies that we've seen in recent NBA history in Jimmy Butler. And when you start thinking about how old this collective is, yeah, Steph Curry and Draymond Green at this point in time, they're like peanut butter and jelly. Draymond Green himself, behind Steph Curry, just turned 35. Jimmy Butler, who just whined and cried his way. I'm not mad at the guy for getting the money, but he whined and cried for it. He's also 35. Jimmy Butler turns 36 by the time next season starts. The Golden State Warriors are short. They're old. They're injury prone. And they got a guy in Kuminga who, between him and Steve Kerr, apparently these guys hate each other's guts. Kuminga could barely get off of the bench before Steph Curry went down. And he started dropping 20 here, 20 there. He started getting those buckets. They still need help. The Golden State Warriors, I don't want to say they're a rudderless ship. How are they going to compete with these younger teams? The West is stacked. You think Minnesota's going to get worse? What would they do out there against Rudy Gobert? I know people make fun of Rudy Gobert, but who's going to rebound with him? Kevon Looney? Okay, I don't know. Ray, like Draymond, he's not allowed to put Rudy in headlocks, right? He can't do that.
He could never do that, but he had a little more clout and you know, jewelry with the championships. But now that he's on the other side of his career, at this point, Draymond is just a bit of a goon. So I have to say, no, he can't. He cannot do that anymore. Before it was sanctioned behavior. Now he might have to, you know, think twice.
Who did he kind of choke? Not choke. He had somebody in a headlock the other day, kind of slammed him to the floor. Who was that? Do you remember?
Boy, Draymond has so many different instances that it's difficult for me to remember, boy. That we had. And during these playoffs.
This one. It was like a couple days ago. I'm trying to remember who it was. He had one guy, the guy was diving for the ball, and he took this as an opportunity to just, you know, hit the guy with the elbow drop.
I don't remember that player.
Yeah, this is, Draymond has a hit list. Let's see. He said, even if you go past this, it's almost impossible. He stepped on Sabonis. He punched Jordan Poole. He smacked Nurkic. He put Gobert in a headlock.
He had the Nurkic one was the spinning back fist.
Yes.
He had the kick to Steven Adams back in 2016.
He hit LeBron in the nether region.
Cost him a championship.
Yeah, it was. Oof. Anyway, I don't know how many more championships are coming for this Golden State Warriors team.
I think it's over with. I think this is it. I think they've gone from a situation where they were light years ahead. The roster construction was amazing. The contractual structures before they became a global brand of a basketball team, perfection. And they stuck their chest out. We're light years ahead. But somehow along the way, they lost their way. Now, as you said, short team, where's the hype? At least when you had the 2022 championship team, you had an Otto Porter. You had a Bjelica. You had guys who had size, could play a little physical, a little bit athletic, and they could shoot the balls. Because you know with Steph Curry, you need spacing. You kind of ruined James Wiseman. Moody still can't get off the bench. You tried to ruin Kuminga. This team, I want to say I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's been a lot of roster mismanagement. Their front office is low-key becoming a joke.
Well, Bob Myers, he certainly left at the right time. He saw the writing on the wall. Given the salaries and the age, some of the decisions that were going to have to be made, they're going to have to just completely blow the team up around Steph Curry if they want to have any shot. I think that really includes getting rid of Kuminga, who has the most value out of anybody.
Agreed.
Who in the blue hell would want Draymond Green on their team? Nobody. And Jimmy Butler is pretty much, I believe, stuck there as well. He just got a 2-year, $121 million extension. And let's be real, the Golden State Warriors didn't want him. He's pretty much the consolation prize because Kevin Durant at the time said, I don't want to go. And so Draymond Green has all the time in the world to sit around and podcast right now. But last night, he was asked about the next couple of years and what the Warriors could do to potentially get back on top. Listen to what Draymond had to say.
I think we'll be right back at it. Sucks to end this way, but we think we got the pieces to make another run at it and do it again, and that's going to be our mindset going into the summer. you know, do all that got to do to improve. We got one of the best ownership groups and front offices in the NBA. You know, they'll do whatever they feel is needed to help the team improve. And us as players, you got to get back in the lab and do what you got to do to get better. But I think, you know, come next year, we'll be right back at it and give ourselves a chance again.
Back at what? The same position that they're currently in? At risk of injury due to their age? A lack of depth? I mean, God bless Podziemski. Last night he had, what, like 28-something-odd points for the Golden State Warriors? I don't think anybody's asking him to do that. He only had that because Steph Curry wasn't there. They are they're on a treadmill. That's what they are right now. Unless there's a major move that is made. And yeah, I think Joe Lacob would certainly go out there and spend the money, but the guy has spent a crap ton of money over the past several years, and now you've just added an aging Jimmy Butler. You gave him, or committed to giving him, $121 million. Jimmy Butler ain't always healthy now. You think Pat Riley last night wasn't just going, yep. As Jimmy Butler in an elimination game can only muster 17 points? And this guy he's played his ass off in certain regards. And other times he's been sitting on his ass. I'm supposed to think that it gets better. We have the Thunder. We have the Rockets, who I assume will make some type of deal. I don't think they'll be staying exactly the same. The Minnesota Timberwolves aren't going anywhere. The Dallas Mavericks, I know. Can you trust Kyrie? Can you trust Anthony Davis? No. The West was already bunched up enough to begin with. The Golden State Warriors had to have Jimmy Butler come in, go on a stretch run with him, just to end up as the seventh seed. Is that what Draymond is expecting next year? Jimmy Butler, now that he's getting $60 million per, I guess he doesn't care. Jimmy Butler, I guess he's found his joy out in the Bay Area. And he talked after the game as well. And Jimmy Butler just said, yeah, Steph Curry, I look forward to playing with that dude. Yeah.
I feel like everybody has to take on more and everybody has to play a little bit of a different role. But that's just the game. Injuries happen. But it is a lot different with Steph not out there.
Who you telling, man? Come on. I'm supposed to think different next year? Jimmy Butler this season. And then we know a good portion, well, not a good portion. Some of these games were because he just didn't want to show up to work and then got suspended and or was hurt. He don't play? Like, I'm supposed to think that Jimmy Butler, maybe now all of a sudden he's going to change because he's with Steph Curry? Maybe. What does this mean? Jimmy Butler's going to push it to play another 5 extra games? This season for Golden State and Miami, he played a combined 55 games. The year before that, last season for Miami, he played 60 games. The year before that, 64. The year before that, 57, 52, 58. His lone year in Philadelphia, 55. Like, what are we doing? Jimmy Butler hasn't played, really, more than 65 games since he was with the Chicago Bulls. And let's blame Tom Thibodeau for that one, I guess. Why not? Tom Thibodeau ran him into the ground early, and so he was cooked. Even though when the playoffs came around, at least for the Miami Heat, he was able to turn it on. This is not going to end well. You just heard it from Ray. You got aging dudes. You got one dude who doesn't play, getting paid a crap ton of money. The only thing that the Warriors can do, and they may or may not do it, is move Kuminga. They lack size. They lack athleticism. When they were winning all these championships, they had all of that. Come on. At one point, Andre Iguodala, Leandro Barbosa, Andrew Bogut with the side. Like, they had variety with the roster. Right now, I can't even say it's top heavy. It's Steph Curry. It's Draymond Green, who really, let's say, he wouldn't be worth a damn on another team if he wasn't passing the ball to Steph Curry. And then we got Jimmy Butler, I really play. Last night, the man who has to figure out how to put all this together is Steve Kerr. He says, yeah, We just lost, but I'm not putting this on Steph Curry being gone. Okay, coach.
Injuries are, you know, part of the playoffs. I learned a long time ago, you know, the playoffs are really about health and then just guys stepping up and making some big shots, big plays, you know, in key games. That's what decides every series. And so we've been on both ends of that, and it's just part of it. So there's no sense in dwelling on it. And, you know, I don't want to take anything away from what Minnesota just accomplished. So no sense in even talking about Steph.
Oh, damn. Okay. He did all that talking about Steph to say that he's not going to talk about Steph. I'm glad Steve Kerr knows that. I think we all know that. Every single year, injuries have an effect on what takes place in the playoffs. It does. It's a fact. I can tell you one thing that I learned. I think I learned this a long time ago. I think most of us know this. Benjamin Button isn't real. Like, nobody out here is aging backwards. There is no fountain of youth. It catches up to everybody. Aging, being alive, catches up to everybody. And the Golden State Warriors? Yeah, unless there's some massive change, unless we get some Luka Doncic-ish type move, Steph Curry may have won his last title. Because Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, they are not cutting it. It didn't look like they were going to cut it this year. And unfortunately, Steph went down, and that just basically hit the fast-forward button on him. Let's see what the Warriors do. They're going to have to make a massive deal. Hey, go get Giannis. Figure it out somehow, some way. Outside of that, I don't see no change. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, Golden State Warriors not winning the title this year. I want to talk to you about someone who is a winner in life. He was a winner on the golf course, and he has some information that he wants to share with you. And we'll talk some golf, too, as the PGA Championship is underway. We're going to talk to former professional golfer Jim Plotkin. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, amongst the NFL schedule release and the NBA playoffs, we got another major. We got the PGA Championship that is now underway at Quail Hollow, right outside of Charlotte. And so right now, I want to dive into some golf with someone who played professionally and someone who's also had a major life achievement that I hope can inspire you to keep being amazing as well. Joining us right now is former professional golfer Jim Plotkin. Jim, how are you, man?
Great, JR. Yourself?
Listen, I am absolutely amazing. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Certainly a great time on the sports calendar. When I look at what I've seen so far today, just with the PGA Championship, a lot of the top golfers are, well, they're not at the top of the game right now. Is it the weather? Is it the course? Was it because of the rain early this week? What do you think?
Good question. I was telling somebody the same thing. You look at the leaderboard right now and all the big, a lot of the big names aren't there. So, I don't know. The course is really hard. Not exactly sure. Maybe the PGA, the field, brings out some different results. Or maybe it was just one of those weird days for the top golfers.
Could be one of those days. I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
No, but as you watch the Masters, you'll see this happen. But by the end of the tournament, all the top names are in it. So I would expect the same thing to happen.
And Jim Plotkin is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast. You talk about the Masters. We saw who just won it. Rory McIlroy finally got over the hump. And today, as he finishes the first round, he was three shots over. The same thing with Scheffler, slightly better, two under, but not exactly where you would expect him to be. Why do you think there would be such an issue? Now that Rory has got over the hump, what do you expect from him going forward?
Well, he plays really good on this course. I would expect him to have a really good round tomorrow and get back in the tournament. It's all up to his driver. I was looking at his stats. He didn't drive it as good as he can. So maybe that got to him. I didn't see I didn't watch the golf today, so I'm not sure what happened to Rory, but I expect him to do well tomorrow. And Scheffler's right there.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about someone being able to drive, we know Bryson DeChambeau, that is pretty much the name of his game. When you think about such a long course like Quail Hollow, how does that factor in for someone like Bryson?
It's huge. If you're driving it somewhat straight, you're hitting short irons into the greens while other guys are hitting 6, 5, 4, 3 irons in. It's a lot harder to get it close, and the greens are going to get harder. So you're hitting a higher shot with shorter irons. Makes it easier. That's when Rory's driving is on, game's pretty easy. Same thing for DeChambeau. I look forward to both of those guys getting in the mix.
When we get to the nitty-gritty and it's all said and done, is there one particular golfer that you think isn't garnering the attention of some of the big names that has a chance?
Well, before the tournament started, Spieth. I didn't hear much about him. He's going for the Grand Slam. Unfortunately, he shot 5 over. So, besides who's kind of under the radar, that's up there. Well, Keegan Bradley, he's an older guy. He's been playing really good. He's up there. Tyrell Hatton, who's been on the LIV Golf Tour, he's shot 3 under. He could do well.
We certainly have to go ahead and wait and see. We're being joined by Jim Plotkin, former professional golfer. Now, Jim, man, you golf, you surf, you're out on the West Coast, you're living that amazing life. But in 2018, you had a little speed bump. Tell us about what took place with you and your diagnosis of CLL. Please explain.
Okay, well, it was a shocker. I was actually from a golf standpoint, I wasn't even playing golf until August of that year, and I qualified for the U.S. Senior, which got me back into golf. And then in December, I get diagnosed with CLL, which I didn't even know what it was. And life was good, and then that put me into shock for like a year. It took me a year to accept it. And so when you first get diagnosed, you're thinking, I'm going to die. I'm not going to see my kids grow up, get married, have grandkids, et cetera. So it's quite a shocker, but I did some research, and there was one thing that I read on the internet by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who has a different form of leukemia. And he said, many people have the chance to beat this cancer. And if you do it the right way and follow the instructions of your doctors, they're seeing really good results with the new drugs. And that can be said for CLL. They came out with a lot of new drugs since I was diagnosed. And not too much before that, I would have been on chemo, which is a lot worse than being on targeted pills.
Jim Plotkin. Go ahead, Jim.
Sorry. So all I've done since then is kind of what Kareem said. Just listen to your doctors and put your one foot ahead of the other and do the best you can.
And now, even after your cancer diagnosis, so almost 3 to 4 years later, you went out there and won the Northern California Senior Championship. So what inspired you to keep on golfing after the fact?
Good question. I think it took my mind off of the cancer somewhat. So I really got back into practicing and playing and was spending a lot of time on the golf course. And I was even competing while I was on treatments. I won a team tournament with a friend while I was on medicine. And then I won an individual tournament right after I got off medicine in 2020. And this was all during COVID, which was a scary time for CLL patients because our immune system is not very good. And until they came out with Paxlovid, it was a risk to get COVID because you could die.
Jim Plotkin is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. I mean, you've certainly accomplished a lot over the past several years and inspiring others to do the same. How important is it? We hear this all the time. Hey, you got to go get checked up. You got to get checked up. How did you find out about your diagnosis? It wasn't, if you didn't go and get checked, who knows, right?
Right. Yeah. It was my annual blood test, and they found that my thyroid was a little off. So then they did another blood test. They kind of missed my elevated white blood count a little bit. But on the second one, they saw it, and the doctor said, you got to go see a hematologist right away. So regular doctor visits, I'm a fan of.
No, absolutely. Well, Jim, thank you so much for coming through and reminding everybody that, a checkup is most certainly worth it. Thank you as well for your insight as it relates to what we see with the PGA Championship. Where can people find out more information about getting checked up and being in the best of health? Anything you want to share with everybody?
I don't know. Just call your local facility, your local doctor, and get on their list and go have an annual checkup. That's the best thing you can do. And if you're young, you should still get checked up once in a while. But as we age, we definitely have things we've never heard of get on our list. So go get a checkup.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much. How often you still swinging them clubs, man?
Lately, not as much. Right now, I'm actually surfing more. I'm trying to be in as good a shape as I can because my window to get back on medicine is shrinking. So I feel like I need to do some physical things now before I get back on medicine, because I've been cancer-free for 4.5 years. Well, I'm not exactly totally cancer-free, but I feel great. And they predicted I'd be off medicine, back on medicine again 2 to 5 years after that. But I've made it to 4.5, and my new goal is at least 8 years. So in the meantime, I want to be in as good a shape as I can, so I exercise pretty much daily.
Hey, listen, the good advice for everybody. Jim, thank you so much. Wish you nothing but the best. Do me a favor. Hit up Dana Point for me, okay? Please.
Will do. Thanks, JR. Appreciate you having me on.
No doubt about it. That former professional golfer Jim Plotkin here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, encouraging everybody to go ahead and get checked up and get checked out, and also providing some perspective on what we have seen already here in the PGA Championship. Yeah, Rory McIlroy, the man just won the Masters, and as of stands right now, day one, not at the top of his game. You'll get there. You got a couple of days. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we got a basketball game that's getting ready to tip off. People are trying to stay alive. The Denver Nuggets, they don't have a couple of days to get things together. If they don't win tonight, Nikola Jokic and company, their season is over. They could go ahead and join the Golden State Warriors. We'll talk about that game on the other side of the break. We have more to get into on the NFL side. The NFL continues to expand, and not just internationally. I will explain. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you to former golfer Jim Plotkin for coming through to join us. Talk about the PGA Championship. Talk about his journey, his life journey here. Continuing to live life even with challenges in front of him. You got to appreciate stories like that. And thank you to Jim for coming through and providing some inspiration. Hey, if you want to holler at me, you can, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4ISN. This is a good opportunity. This is also a good time to tell you right now that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. You can get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. We got the PGA Championship going on right now in Charlotte. We're minutes away from tip-off. Oklahoma City Thunder have a chance and an opportunity to knock off the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets, who fired their head coach, Michael Malone, at the end of the season. Denver Nuggets, who you look at the bench, you go Russell Westbrook and what else? The Denver Nuggets, who at this point in time right now, they can't buy a shot from anybody not named Nikola Jokic. The Denver Nuggets, who have Jamal Murray running around telling everybody that he's not feeling well and he's now a game-time decision, but he is going to play. These Denver Nuggets have their backs up against the wall. Not looking all that good. I'm hoping, because I want a good basketball game. I want to see Jokic have one of these 40, 30, 20 games. I know he did that early in the season. I'm not expecting that. I want to see him have another great performance. Last time he did and they still lost. They choked the game away. Man, if I got to see another Christian Brown three-point shot, I might rip my eyes out. Ray, did you see at one point, a couple of times, they gave him the ball to shoot the three, and he thought about it like, man, I suck, and he passed it out? Did you see that?
Well, his shot is broken. He should pass it.
Yeah, he thought about it. He's like, I'm open. There's a reason I'm open now. He's like, oh, crap.
It only took him 100 or nearly 100 games a season to figure out maybe I shouldn't shoot this. You got rumors of teammates saying that they can't stand playing with the guy, rumors that he got the coach fired, you know? Don't shoot the ball.
Yeah, Christian Brown, my God. Yeah. There was a lot of UFOs were flying the other day. And so the Oklahoma City Thunder trying to advance to the Western Conference Finals to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Just think about that. Just think about this for a second right now. The only teams that could advance and represent the West, it's going to be fun either way. It's either going to be Minnesota, be the first time for Anthony Edwards. Oklahoma City will be the first time for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Or we would get Nikola Jokic, who's one of my favorite players to watch. He's like on YMCA mode, busting everybody's ass. It doesn't matter when or where. So I'm here for all three to advance. I feel more strongly about this Oklahoma City Thunder squad. I think they got too many bodies. They're the opposite of Denver. Denver doesn't have depth. It's one of the reasons that Michael Malone got fired. He's like, I'm running with old reliable, and it's just like, no, you got to send some young dudes out there to go play. And then he got fired, both him and Booth. So now they're both looking for work. I just don't feel comfortable that they have enough depth. I do feel good about the Thunder, who whether it's Dort or Williams, it doesn't matter which, Jalen you're talking about. They got bodies to go out there and win. This should be a good one. I would love a game seven. I'm expecting another good game from Jokic, especially the fact that they are currently playing in Denver. And Jokic basically said this, we ain't gonna roll over for anybody. Listen to this.
In front of all our crowds, I think only since the second game was the kind of blowout, and every other game was kind of interesting game. We were there, so I think we have a chance, and we will play our best.
Yeah, they have a chance because of him. Like, he's one of these. If he was not on the team, oh my God, they would be the Washington Wizards. Okay, if he wasn't there,
that's disrespectful.
Is it
the Wizards? You know how bad the Wizards are.
Alex Saar, Jordan Poole. Yeah, they're bad. They got the other French guy. Yeah, they're bad.
I mean, Aaron Gordon, Porter, Murray. You have some real hoopers here. The Wizards?
They don't play. Ugh. Well, Murray doesn't play.
Come on, JR.
Does he play basketball? Does Jamal Murray play basketball?
He's on a part-time deal right now. We understand that. He has one good knee. We get it.
And what would Porter be doing if he had a team to himself? Just jacking threes, or would he live up to what he did at Mizzou before his back broke?
Maybe he would attack the basket a little more. He doesn't have a Jokic to defer to, he'd probably do a little bit more.
Not
more threes from Chris Brown? No.
Not with that guy's back. No. That guy broke his back is done. He needs to be happy he's on one of these max deals. Right now, his shoulder's broken. He's dropping 2 and 3 points a game. Denver Nuggets need to be thanking their lucky stars they got Jokic. And we all hope, let's be real, they brought in a new coach. the son of Rick Adelman. Sorry, David. But they brought in a new coach, and they're still having success. I thought they screwed this the hell up. And I told you about the bench. I told you about all these guys surrounding Jokic. Even Rick Adelman's son, David, he says, you know what we need? We need somebody besides Jokic to put up some work. Well, David Adelman is, I guess he can't talk.
These playoff games, a lot of times, are won by one run of a player that's not Shea, not Jalen, Jamal, or Nikola. It's somebody else. And we're hoping for that moment. You know, we go back home, have a couple guys have a night like that that pushes you over the edge.
Oh, he hopes so. I mean, as it stands right now, the game is just underway for a few minutes. The points are flying. Ain't nobody playing any type of defense. The Thunder currently lead 11-10. Only about 4 minutes have gone by here in the game. So we'll keep you up to date. And they ain't playing no type of damn defense right now at this minute, at this second. Jamal Murray, who is playing, there was a thought that he may not play due to a sickness. Jamal Murray already has 6 points. I guess they gave him all of the IVs in the world in the back. Jamal Murray says, we need to play defense. Well, they better start soon.
I think it just comes down to a little bit better execution and you know, not giving up wide open shots, just kind of putting out contests, making them have to do something else or whatever, work for it at least, you know what I'm saying? So I think we could just do better in that regard.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in the studio watching the game, and I get it, it's early. All things considered, and I don't know, who am I to judge? I'm sitting here in the studio, I can't hear, I can only watch. Ray, the fans are just, they all look like they're kind of just chilling, right? They're not standing, they're not waving anything. You know, typically they hand out the T-shirts and whatnot. Those guys are yelling and cursing. They're yelling at the referees, but it seems kind of relaxed in there.
Well, this is an organization that won a championship, two seasons ago? The fan base, their belly is full. They've experienced a title. They got to beat the dastardly Lakers along the way. They beat LeBron on the way to a championship. They're good for the next 15 to 20. At this point, they're just going to go.
Okay. Well, are they all high? Is that possible? Maybe, right? In Denver. Possible.
I mean, did you see what happened in Minnesota? You never know what's happening in these crowds.
Are you talking about the guy on a Jumbotron who was...
yes.
He was... the booger sugar?
Yeah.
Him?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, yeah.
He wasn't wiping his nose?
He was wiping something.
Yeah, he was wiping something off of his nose. He wasn't putting anything in there.
Oh, okay. So the first part we just pretend we didn't see. Okay.
Why would somebody bring that to a basketball game?
Maybe we need to find that guy and ask him.
What were you doing or what?
Maybe it was allergy season. It's probably Zyrtec. I don't know.
Flonase, right?
Flonase, yes.
You inhale that, right? You push the button and it comes out. It was Flonase.
It was Flonase.
That he was sniffing off the side of his hand. Good
probably,
for him.
Probably.
Good for him. But you do look at some of these other crowds. And I guess, you know, you think about Oklahoma City. I think more about college.
Yeah.
Those fans in Oklahoma City, I feel like every game for the past, since the damn team got there, like, everybody's in an orange T-shirt or blue T-shirt. They're yelling, they're screaming like they, I've watched my words here. I don't need angry emails from Oklahoma City.
No, please.
I don't. But the fans are just really into the game in a different way.
Because they haven't won yet, JR. Denver used to be a tough place to play. They got their championship, now it's just okay.
The fans in Cleveland, they won when LeBron was there. They're always enthusiastic.
Yeah, some cities are better than others. And also it's the building, too. Think about it. I miss the old Oracle Arena. Because the new place, the Chase Arena, the sound doesn't reverberate the same way it did at Oracle.
Well, they moved from Oakland to San Francisco. They moved from the real fans to the rich guys. Yeah.
Fair play. Happens.
You think about the teams that are left. Like, OKC has to be the best crowd. I don't know.
The Garden. When the Garden is rocking, it's the best thing in the league. Not a Knicks fan here, but I got to give credit.
Yeah. Well, they start yelling defense, and a guy plays the organ. Ray Rimaldi or Castaldi, something like that.
Man, that was slanderous.
What? What was slanderous?
He said they play the organ. Come on, JR.
Oh, no, I know the guy who plays the organ. Okay. I do. I've met him upstairs. He's a very nice guy. No, it's amazing they got the the Oregon is for a sporting event.
Yeah, I love
it. How many sporting events still have an organist?
Not many.
Listen, that man hits the Oregon and that place goes crazy, okay? You talk about Madison Square Garden, he starts going defense on an organ. People are in there absolutely losing their minds.
Whether the Knicks are in the lottery or in the playoffs, that when that organ hits, that arena shakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What else Knicks fans got to cheer for? Well, I mean, more recently. I'm thinking about the past almost 20 years. I don't count that Carmelo, J.R. Smith. Forget them guys were old, okay? Jason Kidd was on his way out. He was over there shooting threes. That was a crazy team they had. And then Roy Hibbert blocked Carmelo, and then that was the end of that. This Knicks team, I don't know. It's another team. They better hope that they have enough depth. If anybody gets hurt, they are they're cooked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We have so much more to do before we roll out. We'll keep you up to date on this basketball game. We're going to talk some NFL, a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.